Când o să ajungă pe dole, o să o veniam nicio de rând o duhie.
So Rinpoche wants to explain today what is called the equanimity, the 10 types of equanimity according to the Sutta of the Buddha.
Tene chö tam che che chö tam che la na sar ma da va na to pa ta gar va chen ji chö na to pa yo no yang ne lo nya ba ni
for all the phenomena we can see that there are in the way they appear quite different, they appear contradictory to each other, but as to their way of existence, the real way of existence, they are equal in value.
Tini chu tam je je nyam ni rang ka ngo la che par mi na yang sim ji nam je to la ve che do nyam ni chu se de sim par.
So although all phenomena are equal to each other and the types of equality or equanimity are not different in essence, although it's like this, the Buddha has explained 10 different types of equanimity or equality to make it easier to understand for sentient beings according to their own concepts.
Nyamye tangpo chu tamje tsema me par nyamba nyere tsema ki sawa ne ngasu dene tsama wo dene tsokpa wo sambe kapso namdo jipa kapso namto chikpa mahimba yorji ting niyam yorji tingam yorji ngu layang tsama himba tadawo matangba himba tadawo je naya yere tenrawo tela tene tsema sikari.
The first type of equality is the equality of all phenomena in the sense that they have no characteristics. What is called characteristic is that we have different attributes that we think they belong to the object. So we say some phenomena are clean, some are dirty, so we believe that those characteristics or attributes belong to the object of the phenomena that we see.
Taking the Nemo down, same in Nando Jeva Capsu, Nemo in Batat and Samanda, when you might have a lasso, but Nemo in Batat, Samanda would know. Taking the young Samu Capsu, young Nema Mapa, Minaya Palasso, but Samu in Batat and Samanda would you know. Then I would thought and Samanda would come to young Tabar Madubare, Yambanere, Malam de Capsu, and then I would hear it, Sam and Sama. ตังโซกันนันโตจิปะกัปโซตังมันเซมะมะตังเปนเซมะยังนิโมตันเซมินาวะมะลันติคะวะกัปโซยังตาตันเซมะดะวะเยอะเลยนี่เนี่ยยังเซมะติยังตักปรมาโตปะเลยยังตักปรมาโตปะติญัมปะญีเลยเซมะซังโพดรอบละไงบะมาโตปะเตนดาวะมะยิงบะกัตติเซมะทัมเจมาโตปะตะมาโตปะเนลอกเตนี่ญัมปะญี.
Oh, now it's daytime, or we say, now it's night. And in each case, we have some signs, some that make us think why it's day, and why it's night. So in the daytime, then we see like there's not light and everything is clear. So we say, this is the sign of daytime or the night, that nothing we can see is completely dark, and we say it's night. We believe that those characteristics are really there. But in fact, those attributes do not really exist. They don't have an independent existence on their own. This we can understand by using the example of the dream. In the dream, in the same way we can have the ideas of day and night, but nothing is true behind this. That means all the phenomena all the characteristics of phenomena do not really exist. It is not the way that only the good characteristics exist and the bad that do not exist. In fact, all the phenomena have the characteristics of phenomena do not exist. All the opposite or contradictory attributes that we believe to be there, they in fact do not exist.
Then in Sema Mevande Kapso, Samanta Sokwa Tsenjin Jeva Kapso, Mengda Daya Maase Panjikinje, Tene Jinsho Dantra Sola, Mengda Daya Soso Segmare, Mengda Daya Chikdo Chengare, Te Jikin Pe Chempa Jinsho Mengda, Daya Soso Maase Par, Tene Tempare Nyampa Jinsho.
Names for different attributes, and we have that where the name belongs to. But the worthy people usually do not make a difference between this. They are, take it all in one. They think that the name and the attribute is the same, so they don't make a difference between this. And so this characteristic, that taking everything together like the name and that where it belongs to, here the Buddha explained to be not existing, not truly existing, although it appears to the worldly people like this. And in that sense, all the phenomena are equal. The same thing applies to all phenomena. That's why they are all equal in the sense of having no such attributes.
Main dapi ye, main jupe ye tela tini chigre, pena meki pe main jupe ye ye, saki sepata. Chuchi pe tani jupe ye, lingi kirwa yin by yendo, tini te main jupe ye, tene tsunza te main dele, ta tini tan tsunza yile, dekapso tsunza mengi ye wa na so ban jupe. Your tiny data madroba, tiny madroba depend on me, tiny madroba, two in tiny madroba, long in tiny madroba, last over, tiny tamje rangang o madroba, malam gendo, madroba de nyambani, keba yomar. Malam the me, sagisipa madroba, linking kerwa madroba to the me, tiny sagisipa, two in tiny linking kerwa. Sagi sikpa da lingi kirwa tarda nana yang madropare madropate nyamba nyere soso seya yomara. Malana jana.
And the next type of equality is equality of all phenomena in the sense that they have no defining characteristics. What does that mean? The defining characteristic is that where the name applies to. You have a name for a thing, and this name goes for an object, and this object we think has a certain characteristic that are called by that name. For example, fire, we have the name fire, and the name fire is explained to be that phenomenon that is hot and burning. Hot and burning is the definition or defining characteristic of fire. And this defining characteristic of fire, any phenomenon that is hot and burning, we can call by the name fire. And for water, we say what we call water is something that is wetting and it is liquid. And so on, there are characteristics for wind and for earth and so on. And here, the equality of phenomena exists in the way that these characteristics appear, but they do not really exist, like in the dream. In the dream we can have also fire and water, but they do not really exist. They appear different. They appear completely different, contradictory, the characteristics, but since neither of them exists, they are all equal in nature.
And
if we apply it to samsara and nirvana, then what is the characteristic of samsara? Samsara is called this big roundabout where people going round and round in their mental obscuration, in their ignorance, a state of ignorance, they're driving around in the six realms of sentient beings. That is the definition of samsara, and also they experience suffering in that. And what is the definition of nirvana? Nirvana is a state beyond suffering, and it is defined by that the idea that the wrong belief in the existence of the self is completely exhausted. And due to the exhaustion of the belief into the self, then also the disturbing emotions, the klesha, is exhausted. And since there is no klesha, then also no karmic action exists anymore. This is the definition of nirvana. However, all those are just words and concepts. The characteristics of nirvana and of samsara do not really exist. In that sense, they're both equal.
Gomen nang ki diyo ta jor deba te zubda te ro rizda dai gire Tela men zubda te ro rizda te taba te Tsoenza re Tsoenza te nam doko men ki cheba chin re Sinye gomen nang ki diyo ta kya deba te re Tan di kapso Tene malam to gomen nang ki diyo ta kya deba Zubda te ro rizda dabi ye te Madro pare Madro pate sinya banye re
Using another example, let's say we are in the dream, and in the dream we have the sense experience of the five senses. We see something with the eye, there's something to see, there's something to hear, to smell, to taste, and to feel. And this direct sense perception is the characteristic, and we call it by names. We say there is something to see, we say the form, the name, or sound, and smell, taste, touch. This is the name we call, by which we call those phenomena. But the phenomena themselves, with their own characteristics, this is what is meant here by characteristic. Those do not really exist, as we can see in the dream.
Tene sambhate maungba chitamche keva naipar nyambanye. Maungba Mamba Mopo Nato or Kunzo de Tigre Kunzo de Mopo Nato Cheva to Sutanti Yang Tapa Cheva Mapare Cheva Mapa Junsin the Carre Junsin de Chesige Chesige Jodan Chin Nama Chena Moam Rangi Mapa Senum Jola Rangi Mina Tene Chesige Jola Rangi Mina Te ते जो तेदा ले तेदा के चिपे चेवा यहाँ रंगी में पड़े
ना ते जो रंगी में पड़े कंडस्टोपेरे
Jyote Mahomba Chukhande Jichena Jyote Kichewa Mare, Jyote Kichewa Mare, Jyote Tendra Hacha Mahomba Yore, Jyote Rere Layang, Jyote Genda Gogre, Telayang Jyote Genda Gogre, Trapa Chena Jyote Mato Gare, Jyote Teta Mato Tsena, Tene Chewa Yang Tapa Mato Gare.
And the third type of equality is that all phenomena are equal, all future phenomena are equal, in the sense that they have no arising. Relatively, we see things arise, but as to their real nature, nothing arises. All the future phenomena have no arising. Why? Because for the arising of something, a lot of conditions and causes have to come together. It is not by just one cause that something can arise. There have to be many causes and conditions. And each of those causes and conditions again needs a lot of causes and conditions. We cannot find one single cause to exist as a cause. So, if a cause doesn't really exist and as independent nature, then how can that exist that is supposed to be supposed to arise due to this cause? It cannot either. That means there's no true arising of future phenomena, since there is no real existing cause.
Malam to pete malam la sam kore malam to chu na to pe jeva malam ta na chu na to jeva nam to ngo la jeva yo na yang nam to ngo la malam to jeva te su tam ji yang ta par ma ji ba te ye do de pe chu na ma ji ba le kar re sa na da da ma ong ba ye do ji 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 nam rang ji ji ma do pe se na
Kang ki pa te yang rang ki ji ma do pare.
Jeva dambar madro pare, maji pare.
So, pedi milam dangla jeva midravam nato wakata, pedi sabari wakata.
Milam da jeva, jeva sikete milam da tong du kanga ji sabi zondure. Jeva la samna mele toa jeva tam, tene meto ka samone meto jeva la sopa.
So,
tena wala sikrawa. Chetan kichi 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 vata lamsan thunga maro.
Right. Chitava thunga maro.
Right.
So, then the fourth type of equality is the equality of all past phenomena. Phenomena of the past are all equal in the sense that they have not, they haven't arisen. They never came into existence. If we look at the dream situation, all what we see in the dream actually is past phenomena, because we can only see what has arisen. Then if we think of what has arisen and how it has arisen, so for example we see smoke and we think of the smoke must have come from the fire, this kind of thinking that we have actually is not true in the same sense as has been shown with the future phenomena, because for something to arise there has to be a true cause and condition to make it arise. But since any cause that we find already has a lot of causes for himself to arise, then we cannot point to anything and say this is caused by that. And then if we don't find the causes and conditions to arise, then the idea of arising proves to be wrong. That means all what we see is say that this has already arisen. It cannot have arisen because it is the process of arising cannot take place in that way. So all the phenomena of the past are equal in the sense that they haven't arisen.
Malanda me tsepe donga ki chei kebe donga ki dala tembe donga nina tembe donga na sokwa yona donga te mama yomara sabde cheva na ujere kente dala tembe ina yangone che yomara medan cho drada ni tezu yorsani maro pesena tene kente da cheva mepa imbe sena kente da le tene cheva donga yang ma cheva yang tapa ngene che yava mare
jin
ma cheva jin yang ma cheva me yomara che yomara dra yomara ni yomara.
For example, in the dreams, we have the suffering of being burned by fire, or the suffering of being carried away by water, the suffering due to enemies, meeting enemies, or the suffering of our friends having turned into enemies. Then all this suffering appears to us like that it newly arose. It's something that we think it wasn't there before. We didn't always suffer like this. Now we have the suffering, so there's the idea that it suddenly appears. And this idea means that there has to be something to cause that suffering newly. But if we look at the situation, the fire which is supposed to cause us the suffering, the fire itself doesn't exist. In the dream is very clear that the fire doesn't exist, so what is supposed to be the result of that fire, the arising of suffering, can also not exist. So since all the seeming causes of our problem that newly arose do not exist on their own, then the result, the arising of that problem, cannot exist either. So there was no arising, all the phenomena did not truly arise.
Wemba yawa kuyang bayang re. Tene chu tamje ta wemba nyamanye.
The fifth type of equality is called the equality of all phenomena, in the sense that they are equal in having, being in peace, being relaxed and open.
Tene wemba doso te jengwa damba.
What is the opposite of peace? The opposite is to be uptight, tense, bound, or in a huddle. This is the opposite, the absence of peace.
Tene tenda wo wembe doso mewemba na sopa yona yang namdo ngole mulam yendo wembe doso mewemba chupa na sopa yona yang tene mulam to mewemba na sopa de wemba nyamba nyamba yendo mewemba tene nyomo yang wemba re nyomo na tsopa yang ngo wemba re le na tsopa yang ngo ne lo wemba re tene donga na tsopa yang ngo ne lo ga rang ye wemba re nyapa nye wemba de ko le la re.
In the dream we can clearly see that all this opposite of peace and relaxed state, like fighting, puzzle, doesn't really exist. It's just a dream situation, it doesn't really exist. So then the same way all the conflicting emotions, the disturbing emotions, which is the opposite of peace, also they do not really exist. And karma, the various actions that we get entangled in, all those actions do not really exist. And the suffering also doesn't really exist. Then, since all the opposite sides of the feast do not really exist, then all phenomena are equal in the sense that they are in peace and relaxed. Oh, that is quite easy to understand. For example, we see an enemy and in casing that person that we don't like, that enemy, the wish and thought comes up to get rid of this person. This is the anger. And in relation to the appearance of the friend, we have attachment and desire. In both cases, then, there's a thought. One says, oh, there's an enemy. The other says, oh, there's the friend. But looking at the situation, actually the appearance in the dream of the enemy is just appearance and emptiness. It's empty appearance. Looking at the friend also, the appearance is empty appearance. And the thought that says, oh, there is a friend, oh, there is an enemy, that thought in itself is empty. If we look into this thought, we don't find something to hold on, to identify, it is empty in essence. And the suffering that comes from both appearances also doesn't really exist. That means, in the very essence of this, the essence of this is beyond any concepts and beyond any extremes. It is in peace and it is very relaxed and open in itself.
The next thing that came below the Dongaja Ngo Gombatan, Dorje Tegulola, Nyumonga Ngo Gombayan, Dongata Nyumonga Nela,
In the Mahayana tradition, there is meditation on the essence of suffering, and in the Vajrayana, meditation on the essence of disturbing emotions, klesha. And both of them is resting in the essence of this, which is the essence of both, which is open and relaxed in the peace. And the sixth type of equality is that all phenomena are equal in the sense that they are primordially pure, that immaculate from the very beginning.
That
means from the very beginning, originally, primordially, everything is completely pure and immaculate.
Chetanga so sinjinja namdo la ta mada nyere, korwa madabare, nyande tabare, sinjin madabare, sanje tabare, te yendo, tene jikinja namdo la tunayam, matangban damzabde madabare, samata so takwandrawo, samata sopa, zanginja namdo shagayere. Tapata mada benamdo kyagir. Mada mil tapata mada benamdo nama na toba kyargen, namdo na toba jinayang, tapata mada benyam banyere, Takpa namdo ta madhapa namdo yanya panyare. Takpa nama ta madhapa nama te nado nya panyare. Takpa namdo ta madhapa namdo te semi basena satong re. Satong nana nya panyare sikhena yang digre.
And according to the worldly understanding, we have a difference between pure and impure. For example, we say samsara is impure and nirvana is pure. Or we say ordinary sentient beings are impure and the Buddha is pure. And also then, in the worldly context, we have the appearance of something filthy and excrement, and we say this is impure, and then we have something else that we call pure. All those various ideas. In that sense, pure and impure exist. But if we look in the dream situation, there is also the appearance of pure and impure. But the appearance of the impure and the appearance of the pure are not really different in nature. They are both empty appearances. And even the thought of this is impure and the thought of this is pure, the two types of thought, they are equal in nature. They are equal since they are both clear, precise formations of mind. This is just their clear mind and their clear awareness, and in that sense, they are both equal.
Tetan tapa da mata bani de tunu kubare, mata pala tete tapa ya, tapa la tete mata baya bara mato, tete maya na, tene tapa da mata ba, rangunu kuba ya ya yomare, tunu kubare, tunu kuba tapa da mata ba de mato bare, nelo te nyamba nyere, nyamni te tapa, tene tapa te, kechon de doje te pala kache bore, doje te pala. Mada Batani Mabha Kanga, Tene Nase Takpa Ramjan said, Takpa Kona Mato, Mada Batani Mabha Kanga, Dorje Tekpa Tanga Boyer.
Normally, we cannot think of something pure without having an understanding of impure. And we cannot think of something impure without having the idea of pure. Both ideas depend on each other. Impure depends on pure, and pure depends on impure. It's impossible to have one just separately. You cannot have just pure or just impure. Both concepts are needed. And since they both depend on each other, they do not exist independently. That means they do not have a real existence. There is no pure as such and no impure as such. Both depend on each other, so we cannot have any of them separately. And since the pure and the impure does not really exist, all the phenomena are equal. The impure and the pure phenomena are equal in nature. And this equality is called purity, the primordial purity. From the very beginning, the nature of all the phenomena was never pure or impure, and this is the primordial purity. This explanation is very important in Vajrayana, since in Vajrayana one has to understand that all phenomena are, from the very beginning, immaculate in this sense. This is what leads to the perception of the universal purity. This is in the Vajrayana, the view of universal purity is very necessary. That's why we have to understand that all phenomena are immaculate from the very beginning.
Malam tape na sama tamasambe malam tawayina. Sama tamasambe ze yomare, Sama dutin tamasambe dutin yomare, Sama dutin ki yona matamba dutin govodam, Matamba dutin yona Sama dutin yomare, Dutin mebare, Samatamba tamba dhiti mebe yimde, dhini takpa ramjan takpa kona rao. Sanzo le deba takpa rao.
If we have a dream situation and we have the appearance of excrement, something very filthy and dirty, and then we have the appearance of something very clean and nice, both appearances do not have any substance. There is not one atom of dirt existing, and there is not one atom of the clean phenomena existing. So if one of them would exist, if we had the clean phenomena had a real substance, then the other one would have to have two. But both of them, we don't find any substance in there. It's just a clean phenomenon which looks like pure and impure. And in that sense, they are both equal. That which is not existing as substance of dirty and clean is the wide expanse of the mind. And this wide expanse is called primordial purity, or equality of those two.
That Dhamma Yinsayu, Kunsa Angi Dhamma Yinsayu.
Dhamma Yinsayu.
Dhamma te trupa da tru tamche, trupa da trupa nyambare. Nasu nam toka ngola trupa madrava na sopa yore. Korwa nyande sanje simsi nama tongpa la sopa. Trupa na so yore yam. Trupa tamche je ne lok trupa da trawa re. Trupa tamche da trawa tenyang nyamba nyere. Den korwa trupa, den nyande je trupa. De sama trutra, de masama trutra, so so yomare. Trupa thamche jene lo trutra re, trutra thamche nyabanyi.
The seventh type of equality is the equality of all phenomena in the sense that they are beyond any, free from any concept, simplicity. In the relative sense, things appear very different. We have the ideas of samsara, nirvana, sentient beings, buddhas, appearance, emptiness. So, all these different types of appearance and concepts. But to the real nature of those, there are by in themselves beyond any kind of concepts. They are beyond any mental elaboration. They are in the state of simplicity. And this state of beyond mental elaboration and the state of simplicity is the same for all phenomena. The natural simplicity or state beyond elaboration from samsara is not different from the simplicity and beyond mental elaboration state of nirvana. You cannot find any difference in that, so all phenomena are equal in the sense that their nature is beyond mental elaboration, is simplicity.
Gati apuchitang nirona, gati ti yepta kato ti yabare, nang tongpa te mebare, langka jachempo yakpo ti yabare, langka kitin namka tongpa ti yabare ti mebare, tene langka dupo la dupo ti yabare, langka dupo ni maha saadro ya panang tongpa yare ti mebare, tene so yabha tang meba la tinte, yabha trupa ta meba trupa la tinte,
Actually, the most, the biggest part of what we call our concepts or mental elaboration is dealing with the idea of existence and non-existence. We have the idea that something exists and something does not exist. Let's say in the dream we have a calm, a very nice calm, so there's the idea of existence. But then, inside the calm, we need some empty space, so this is the idea of non-existence. And we go with the car on the road, so the road we think is existing, and then we can go and move there. We need this empty space, there is the idea of non-existence. And then maybe the road is very bad, and so the idea of existence of bad road, and when we then, due to this bad road, fall in some, fall down from a cliff, then again there's the idea of absence. So most of our problems arise due to the idea of existence and non-existence.
So young malam da kare che che le le nama long a kha ke che ne long do wa ke do wa dong a yo na ye se je da kha pa ke long do wa te ngo pa da ngo me te bi dong a re tra ran to bo je su lo wa te ngo bo le te ba re tra ke che te so kang ba la so yo wa te ne ka le ka po te ngo bo le te ba re te ta la nam kha tong ba yo ba te ngo me le te ba re long do sa je go do te dhāra lātē ṭhā, dhāra jīkṣu rōvān thāmbō lātē ṭhā, thāmbā cē lātē ṭhā, ngū ṭhāṁ tōchī, tēne tōpā lātē ṭhā dōngā nyōrē.
Because of yā dhārī, yāngā tī lūgdā sōvā yā mīnā?
Yā, yā, cē lātē ṭhā, dhāga dhārī cē lātē ṭhā, mā lōngdā sēpā mālāṁ tāṁ, tē lā wā lā jāna.
For example, if we have a dream of reaching almost to the peak of a very high mountain, a rock mountain, and then we look down and we get afraid because we feel like now we're just about to fall down from the cliff. Then there's two types of concepts involved. There's the one that thinks that we exist and this rock, this very high rock mountain, this extremely high rock mountain exists. So it causes us the fear that we are sitting on the top of this mountain, and then we look down, and it's the absence of mountain, and this absence of object is what causes us the fear that we could fall down. So it's both ideas of existence of object and the non-existence of object that both together cause us all this nightmare.
No, don't you may Tripa na sopa yo na, tripa te ne lo la, malam je tripa yendo, rangi je madropa re, rangi je madropa te, madropa chane, rangi je madropa re, madropa te yang madropa se na, tene chutam je te ne lo, tripa ta trava, nyaba nye re.
And as you can see in the dream, there are various concepts and speculations about objects that we have, that they either exist or not exist, and all this causes us a lot of problems. But in the dream it is very clear that all those speculations about the object, they do not really exist. They don't have a real existence, and even this non-existence doesn't really exist. So all phenomena are beyond the state of speculation, mental elaboration. There are simplicities.
Tene chu tam te tripa ta trawa nyamba nye te tumta ta jana thanjur ki tripa ta tada ki payo. Thanjur ki kapsu tripa ta trawa nyamba nye te tohu ki pala.
That all phenomena are equal in the sense of being beyond mental elaboration and are in a state of simplicity is equivalent to what in the Buddhist philosophy is the philosophy of
the prasangika majamaka. Tene nyamni jeba te chutam je lander me banyabanyere.
The eighth type of equality is that all phenomena are equal in the sense that there is nothing positive to adopt and negative to reject.
Lang tor se je te chitang je kinji lo se na zambo ta yapo so langre Nemba the Dukya Path over it, Tama so Langare, Matamba Path over it, Jikinja Lola Tatlander Madavana Sopas over it, Gandhi Zogu to Samgu.
What is it, adoption and rejection? Normally, in the worldly context, we have the idea of adopting something that we think is good, positive, and rejecting something that we think of being negative. Something that is clean, that looks nice, we want to adopt, and something that looks dirty and filthy, we want to reject. This we have to investigate, we have to see how that functions, the two types of action, adoption and rejection.
Tene tambe chuje nyamne de de na thumung do lang tor chije geva langre dugre langre dugre nyamne do de pate to kya re pangre dogre lando zogre ina yang lanza yang lanza da torza nika madro pare malang ke kap so lanza da torza nika madro pe yindo Nelo la lanza da torza nika mado pere lanza da torza nika mado pesena tene lander mebare lanya ya mebata toria meba ni de sozo yo mare nelo la nyabani.
So in the Dharma context, then we have adoption and rejection in the way that we'd like to adopt a virtue, positive acting, wholesome deeds we like to adopt. And unwholesome deeds, we want to reject. So there seems to be a difference between something that is to be adopted and something to be rejected. But if we experience the same thing in the dream, then it is very clear that the object of what we want to adopt doesn't really exist, and that what we want to reject also doesn't really exist. Since both of them do not exist, then the action of adoption and rejection doesn't exist either. In that sense, all phenomena are equal, that there isn't anything to adopt and reject.
Tene taba kapsa taba zangbo dangayamba ate taba kapsa kipa yore nelo ngomala taba zangbo yang madobare ngayamba yang madobare jumsen karre Tava Zangbo Jinja Kanza Madhubasena Tava Zangbo Yamadhubara Tava Nemba Lokta Jinja Kanza Madhubasena Nemba Yamadhubara Tava Zangbo Jinja Kanza Madhubasena Nemba Jinja Kanza Trona Tava Nemba Tugare Tava Zangbo Jinja Kanza Madhubasena Tava Zangbo Yang Tapar Madhubara.
And in terms of the view, that means the understanding of the reality of the world, in the terms of the view, we have usually the idea that there is a good and correct view of the world has to be adopted, and a wrong view, a misunderstanding has to be rejected. We have good views and we have bad views, but neither the good view to adopt nor the bad view to reject does exist. Why? Because the person that adopts a good view doesn't exist. And the person that rejects a bad view doesn't exist either. If we had the identity of a person, a self, a personal self, to be really existent, then this would be possible, that this person adopts a good view and rejects a bad view. But since the identity of that person, the existence of the self, cannot be found, then there cannot be the adoption of a good view and the rejection of a bad view.
Then the malanga tava mawa po mambo zom keja ke sabaja mambo zo onda so tava ya po onda so tava to kya rendo samna mene tava zambo dan emba yo mare yamba ni jinsen kare tava zambo ke lemba po kanza ta dukya ke lemba po kanza madro pesena Tava Zambo the Nemba Yam Madhobare. Madhobate, Tava Zambo Madhopa the Nemba Madhopa Nyabani. Tava Zambo Kelemba po the Nemba Kelemba po Madhopa Nyabani. Tisena, Landur Mapar Nyabani.
So in the dream, let's imagine we happen to be in the assembly of a lot of philosophers, and they all have different opinions about the world. one says like this, the next says like another thing. But then we can go around and say, oh, this is completely wrong what he says there, and this is very correct, this is the right view. But anyway, those two do not exist, because all those people in the dream, they don't have a real existence. So if the people do not really exist, then how could their view exist? That means there is no good view and no bad view, since the person holding the good view and the bad view do not exist, and then there cannot be any adoption of good view and a real rejection of a bad view. In that sense, they are all equal.
De lander me banya bani de sakhi dokhin ji ka so chigre te ya tani manga dokhin ji ka so lander me bate mangu chigre.
This equality of all phenomena, in the sense that there is nothing to adopt and nothing to reject, is used a lot in the explanation of Mahamudra and Dzogchen. Mostly in Dzogchen, then, to talk about nothing to adopt and nothing to reject.
Tene nyamni gopa te chö tam che gyoma mlan chöda tabar nyabanyi.
The ninth type of equality is that all phenomena are equal in the sense that they are like the magical illusion and like a dream. And like the appearance of the reflection of the moon in the water.
So, Peter, so make it on ya, Juma Milan Chuda, to make it on ya, you listen. So make your zog la jawar ma se make your the zog jang bo memba parma na so ban thong na yang yang da par tene madro pare madro pate nyam ba ni re pe ka re jo ma ta bo jo ma la jang ni na so ba kya na yang ne madro pare malam la jang ni na so ba kya na yang ne madro pare chanang da ba drowa ta wa ta de ba la so ba Kande ji kya na yang, tene drova huwa ne pa la sopa ma drova re, ta juma milan chota tawa nyamba te, de kapsa nyam na to yemi tingu re, kunzok nyamba nyi te pare, de julu je na jor tao, tene ronyun je kap la de kasi pare.
Mostly here one refers to the form that we can see. That this form that we see appears clearly, but still there's nothing behind, not truly existing. In a magical illusion, it's very clear that there are things appear, but they do not exist as such. And also in the dream, we have various appearances we can look at, but still they do not really exist. And the same goes for the appearance of the moon in the water. We can even make that appearance of the moon move. We go in one direction and the moon follows us, and we go in another direction and the moon follows in the other way. But it appears very clearly, but still it doesn't exist as the moon. In the
Julie Jacobso, Nandong, now and this is Nandong Yemi, the Tavatin, Yanni and the Sam Govendoa. Julie Jenanger, Tang Chipay over it.
So, what is the case with all these examples is there are appearances, but those appearances, they are empty of substantial existence. So, this show, they are made to show us, to point out. The empty appearance, the appearance and emptiness inseparable. And this appearance and emptiness inseparable is used in the yoga of illusory body. Here one has constantly to remind oneself of the fact that whatever appears is just empty appearance.
Tene thepa chimbi lo lantela jito jomata vi tenbeng sikiri julu tenam jo lagumare. Dorje thepa lo lantela julu tenam jo lagumare.
In the Mahayana, in the general Mahayana, one calls this the post-meditation or the post-session, which is the samadhi of illusory appearance. One doesn't talk about the yoga of illusory body, but one just calls it like the meditation, that the samadhi that takes place between the sessions, which is the samadhi of illusory appearance.
Then, Joma Mala Chota de Nando Yemiji Pede, Pete la Tambongi Kiko, Pele Niki Majena Pete, the name Pele Nevayama, Tambo Pele Sango.
Here are three examples used. Example of the magical illusion of dream and the reflection of moon in water. First of all, one has to gain a certainty about those examples. If we are not sure about the examples, then those examples don't really prove anything. They haven't any power to show us something. So if we say that everything is like the whole appearance of our life is like magical illusion and so on, then this is counteracting our belief in the idea of true existence. It is the opposite of saying that the appearance really and truly exists. And if they do not truly exist, then automatically we first think of that they must be all false. Then this is all a big lie, and it's not true, it is false. But ultimately, whatever appears is neither true nor false. That this we can see in the example of the reflection of
moon in water.
If we can manage to understand that the appearances of our life are neither true nor they are false, and neither the truth nor they are a lie, then all the appearances of this life are very open, very relaxed, and we do not have to search for another state of relaxation and openness anywhere else. Just the appearances of our life, they will do.
Then Malare Nanja Deva Chuni, Nanja Deva Chulje, Deva Suncha Taksum Lasu Pusunga Tusa, Jim Chin Teta will attain the Sumbare, Teta Koyan Payan.
When Milarepa thinks about the 12 types of happiness, or the 18, or the 32, 33 types of happiness, then how can he do that? It is only because of this understanding that the appearances of this very life are very open and relaxed, and they are neither true nor false. Because of this fact, then we experience this enormous joy, which he describes as 12-fold or 18-fold or
32, 33.
The tenth type of equality is that all phenomena are equal in the absence of thing and All phenomena are equal as the existence of things and the non-existence of things are equal.
Malam to ngasu jikti je sagong ta nyama dawa karma karma tang telate be zog dwa te ro ruga la so pa na so chawa te mubina wale.
Milam na. In the dream, the appearance of the sun and the moon and the various stars and the planet of the earth and whatever arises due to the appearances of the five senses as form, sound and so on, all this is the appearance of things.
Deje the namkha tungpa tang namkha tungpa tang tungpa cha nangwa te so ngume cha nangwa re kanyi se na Mopin Nama Shia Yung De De Pata La Ngu Me Namka Tungpa Me Na Tene Kanyang Thong Toku Ma Re Zog Ka Khang Song Na Tene Me Ka Tungya Yo Ma Re Tungpa Ko Wa Re.
And then what is the space in between those objects, the empty space in between, this is the appearance of the absence of substantial things. If this empty space, the absence of substantial things would not be there, then we couldn't see anything. If everything was filled, packed, full, jam-packed with things, then we had nothing to see. Our eyes couldn't
dissolve.
If all the forms come just right to our eyes, then we couldn't see very hard.
They said, no, ngopo da ngame je nama shakando ta, kawa ina ngopo da ngame je nama mambu yore, che yang mai pa tongbe cha ta. Natsu lu yina kata ekong mambu yuwa tuso nume re lu kora ngupo re nata ekong puka tuso nume re natsu lu la ya ngupo ta nume nika kukudu ngupo chang yina tene nume me na tene natsu leka soto kuma jende yuwa yin soto kuma.
So we always need the appearance of substantial things and the absence of substantial things. Even our body functions that way. We have the various holes in our body, and this is the absence of substantial things. And the body itself is a substantial thing, the appearance of a substantial thing. And if that wasn't both there, and there was just substantial existence, then we couldn't even open our mouth. There was nothing to move.
Didn't do like ekong madava mambo mena, didn't walk door to umare, didn't yoga door to umare.
If we didn't have those various openings in our body, then even the breathing couldn't go in and out.
So this
is very easy to understand, but still one has to think about it. One has to look at one's own body and see how the body functions.
Mulanje ngopo da ngume yendo tene ma nika ngopo ngume tedo yime sena ma do pare ngopo ma do pa da ngume ma do pa da nyaba nyere cheba me wale.
And so we have the appearance of substantial things and the absence of substantial things. And if we see in the dream that both of them can appear very clearly, but still they do not exist in the dream, all the appearance of substantial things doesn't really exist as such. And even the absence of substantial things do not really exist. That means both of them are equal. This is the equality that has to be understood. Those 10 types of equality, we shouldn't just write on the paper and leave it there, but we should take to our hearts and think about it again and again. You have to recite them and have to think about them always. Then our mind will become a suitable container for the understanding of the reality of the absolute nature. It becomes like a recipient for the truth of reality. The intellectual or mental capacity will arise when we have understanding of these 10 types of equality. We have to remember again and again the 10 types of equality. When certainty has arisen, rest in the state of equality, and look how things appear out of this state of equality.
Devandi yok sonam yeşe sozodu sonam yeşe ne tamam gönlü doğru soğuk.